This session together will be a guided meditation, guided metta meditation. So you may notice in the theme of the retreat this befriending quality will involve and include this kind of quality of friendliness that we can cultivate through a very clearly a kindness meditation, metta. It's a lovely quality we can cultivate. And so I'll be offering some phrases that we can use, and we'll be bringing maybe different beings to mind through the session using our imagination. To really get a sense of that being and also our imagination, to get a sense of the quality that we're offering. So use words which are useful for you, and also don't just use the words. I would encourage you, if you can, to really feel the words. So if we're offering someone peace, I think that's shilva. Can we also feel peace and then offer it? Yeah, so we're clear about what we're offering. We feel that quality. Maybe you have to remember a time when you felt that, and then offering it to another. May you Shenida Shenva. May you know peace. So that's the idea in the practice, and we'll see. You may know this already. Metta likes to always expand to a greater range. So let's start with someone who it's really easy for us to feel that kind of connection, that connection of friendliness. So it doesn't have to be a human being, any being at all. Someone you feel, you could say it's easy to be with them. We feel easy and it's easy to feel that friendship for them. And just welcoming them into the heart space. Yeah, letting them rest in your heart. Or rest in your imagination, in the mind's eye. Or just feel a sense of them in the atmosphere of your consciousness. Whatever's good for you to call someone close into presence. You might want to get clear about the how they appear visually, or it could be a felt sense of them. Kind of almost like the aroma of them in the consciousness. And with that, you may notice it's very naturally to wish them well. It's a natural part of the friendship. I wish you to be well, I wish you to feel well. Start with the peace again. May you know peace. Shilva. So just making sure, do we know it? How is it for us? And then, yeah, that's it. And offering it across. May you know peace. Dear being, may you know peace. Shenida Shilva. Shilva. Peace. There's two objects in the meditation. There's this being, not losing touch with the being, but also not losing touch with the flavor of what you're offering. There's also this feeling of wishing them to be healthy. I also add, and safe. Feeling safe, feeling healthy. How does it feel when we feel safe and healthy? Priyut Vitra. That aliveness in the body, maybe that clarity in the mind, that relaxation through the being. We offer that as we offer the phrases. May you know health and safety. Shenida Vitra. This from here, it's very natural to wish for this being. If your mind's wandered off, yeah, we're with this being. It's bringing them back in, welcoming them back into the heart space, to the mind's eye, into consciousness. We naturally wish for them to feel happy, to be happy. What does happiness feel like? Maybe it's that bubbly kind of happiness. Maybe it's that calm, smooth contentment happiness, not needing anything else. Shenida Osha. May you know happiness. May you be nourished in happiness, bathed in happiness. Finding your own phrases, your own words, or just radiating that atmosphere. happiness. Just radiating that felt sense of happiness to them. Connecting with this being, having a few breaths, a few moments with them, our image of them. Maybe helpful to relax into the back of the body, relax the face, the shoulders, the tension that's building up. As we hold them in our attention, there's also a feeling of ease. Maybe we can also wish them this feeling of ease. May you be at ease in life. Shenida Nachat. Ease. Very deep, profound ease. Feel invited to use any of your own phrases, or again, just radiate an atmosphere of kindness from you to this being. Any way you can imagine. Or repeating some of the phrases we've already used. For yourself, there isn't a specific amount that you need to offer, but it's sometimes we don't realize that we can actually offer an enormous amount. You really just let the heart explode open and just pour out these qualities. Or we could just gently radiate them. What's the right way for you right now? Could be we give with all of our heart in this moment, just to see what it feels like. It could be that we offer something gentle, soft, quite delightfully subtle. Notice that when you give in certain ways, it also shapes your experience. When you offer peace, it also might shape your experience with a little more peace, or a little more happiness, or a little more ease, or even a lot more. If that's happening, you can offer it, you can recognize it's no loss to me to offer metta. It's also enjoyable. It can also be enjoyed, it can also be beneficial. It could also be other things, but if it can be that, maybe we get the sense, maybe I could also offer it to someone with whom I have a more neutral relationship. It's not so clearly a friendship. Maybe someone, even there may be someone here or someone we've interacted with recently, but we can just remember them, but there isn't a sense of friendship there yet. Maybe it's someone in your neighborhood who you've seen quite a lot, but you don't have a connection with them. Anyone at all that you can call back into your mind, inviting you to welcome them for this moment into the heart space, into the mind's eye, into the atmosphere of your consciousness. Have to get completely clear about them, just a felt sense that this is this being. And just recognizing it would be no loss to me if you knew peace. Sheneda Shelva. Feeling that peace in you, how it is, and radiating that to them. May you know peace. Really profound peace, maybe. really deep peace. May you know health and safety. Energy in the body, clarity in the mind. Shinida Bidha. Shinida Osha. May you also know happiness. It might be that bubbly kind of happiness. It might be that wide contentment. Nothing more needed. Letting it be felt, letting it flow through. You can also allow yourself to be touched by it as you offer it away. Again, you can offer as much and go really wild with the happiness you want to radiate out. Turn the tap on all the way. Or it can be just a subtle radiation outwards, across from you to this being in the heart space, in the mind's eye. We recognize these beautiful wishes can't necessarily change or make a permanent condition of peace or of health or of happiness for anyone in this changing world. May you be at ease with the comings and goings of your life. May you find an easy way to be. Shinida Nachat. May you know ease. May you find ease. Very, very deep, very wide ease in your being. Feeling what that would be like for you to feel deep ease and then giving it away. Offering it away. You can notice again, how does it feel for you to be radiating this towards another being? How does that shape the relationship from your side? So what does it invite in your body, heart, mind? And just getting to know. It's not a right or a wrong answer, but getting to know how it is. And we could see, maybe we could even bring this towards just a very slightly difficult relationship. Not someone who's really hurt you, but maybe just someone who you don't see eye to eye with about one thing or another. What a big story here. And there may be people in our life where it's going to be bringing up a difficult story. Just anyone where there could be a slightly better relationship. Any being at all. Would it be just to see if we can welcome them into the neighborhood of the heart? Hold them gently in the space. If there's no one with whom it's the right time, you can choose another more neutral person from your life. Or you can practice with yourself for a bit. And of course, ourselves, we may also be a slightly difficult person to ourselves at times. But maybe it's really no loss to me if you're happy, if you're safe, if you're peaceful, if you're at ease. Just as it's no loss to others if I'm happy, safe, peaceful, or at ease. With this being in the neighborhood of the heart, in the wide environment of the mind, plenty of space in the mind for them to be. May you know peace. Shinoda Shilva. Remembering that feeling of peace, radiating that through the atmosphere of this conscious moment. May it touch and heal this being. For me, if you were peaceful. Shinoda Shilva. Resting into the peace as we offer the peace away. Still more peace here to keep offering. Change at any time if it's not working out for you. Don't create agitation. But maybe it's okay. You can also see, there's no loss to me if you feel healthy in your body, clear in your mind. Shinoda Bidha. Feeling that health, well-being, feeling it in our own heart, mind, and body, and then sharing it across consciousness. As much or as little as you wish to do. if it's possible to feel, to think, it would actually be no loss to me if you were happy. It might shape how this being behaves around us, shape how they feel inside. Shinada Osha, may you know happiness. As we tune into happiness so that we're able to really offer that to another. And again, as much as you wish to offer, just a subtle radiation is also enough. Maybe we can sense it's no loss to me if you're at ease in your body, heart and mind. Sense that feeling of deep ease, deep okayness. And then letting that be released towards them. Shinada Nachat, steep ease, wide, nourishing ease. Maybe here it also was no loss for us to offer metta into this relationship. Maybe it changes things, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it feels right. Maybe it's better now to switch back to ourselves, soothe, relax, release any tension that's built up. Just coming into the last few minutes of the meditation, just allow metta to open the field of concern towards all beings everywhere. Starting with this location here, this being we find ourselves to be. May you feel peace. May you feel healthy. May you feel happy. May you feel ease. May everyone near to me now in this building or this neighborhood. Shinada Shilva, Bidha, Osha, Nachat. And of course, not just the human beings, all of the beings, all of the conscious beings, the birds, the animals, and the insects, seen and unseen. May you all be well, profoundly well, and at ease. Letting that expand wider and wider through the whole town or city that you're in, and outside into the nature, to the wilder areas with its wilder animals. Keep expanding into the sea. Cross boundaries to people known and unknown in other countries. May you also know peace. Shenida Shova. May you also know health. Kenada Bidha. May you also feel wonderful happiness. Shenada Osha. May you also live with ease. Shenada Nahat. As we expand this way, perhaps we feel our heart is actually expanding. Some felt sense that it can keep expanding. More beings, all the species of this natural world, can rest in this heart, expanding across any boundaries you can imagine, touching everything. In the forests, in the sands, in the rivers, in the mountains, in the valleys. Letting the heart's care spread across the whole living planet, right down to the deepest oceans. All the beings of the oceans. All the beings that live on the land, all the beings that burrow beneath the soil, and all the beings of the sky. May all the living beings of this living planet be safe and live in peace. May all the living beings of this planet feel happy and at ease. May all the living beings of this living planet be free, profoundly free, deeply free, in every possible way.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.